Greetings and Yawashkenek Agwego. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the music. With Matawayuhi of the Lakota Nation, music spoke to him at a young age. In fourth grade, he was the kid rapping the morning announcements and lunch menu at school. Traditional culture played a huge role in his upbringing, as did the music of Green Day and Jay-Z. While attending the University of Southern California, Mato released his first two albums, Part-Time Indian and Scatterbrain. He also graduated with a degree in cinema and media studies. 2020 was a game-changing year for the young songwriter as he was chosen to score the music for the FX Hulu hit show Reservation Dogs. Today we discuss his latest album, Pleasure, Living in Two Worlds Like a Boss, Season 2 of Reservation Dogs, and so much more. Getting into our listening right now, it's Constellations from Mato's 2021 Pleasure, Asaranoden. You gotta sing along with this one. You're listening to Gyno.
And the sheets be the fragrance of remember when, remember when, remember when, remember when. Chilaquiles at 3 a.m. Love making, wearing just an apron.
Okay, like, so how are we?
Young and old at the same time. Baseline, whoa. You were trapped inside too many sunny days. Working 9 to 5, a bummy wage. Send some money home to mommy's way. Cause her son has 4 tenancies. Raised by no father, so dollars my figure. Dumb good figure. I look up to you, so you seem bigger. Eyes closed, so. Constellations, oh, again. And the sheets be the fragrance of remember when, remember when, remember when, remember when. Eyes closed so hard. I'm seeing constellations. Sheets be the fragrance of remember when, remember when, remember when, remember when. You can keep me on the side like the greens of the chicken. You can keep me on the side like the streets you can't visit. But when I'm on the rise, I'll be changing my digits. And so I motor both the thighs and like Moses, I'm splitting. Yo, I wrote you a little rhyme and I hope that you get it. Cause most people that inspire me don't ever listen. Cause they're either in the sky or they pose for the pictures. Cause their smile don't arrive if it ain't gaining the mentions. But keep me up in your mind if you go against villains. Anybody posing tries, go and show them who's victim. Defend you until the flies eat my donuts for dinner. And the fruit of all my strides, throw them right in the blender for you. And I really, really, really wanna represent the set. And to do so, had to do a do-si-do with death. Catch me tick-tock dancing with the devil out of breath. Catch me when I'm slipping fast off a precipice of stress and wrath.
Be
Kicking off our listening for today's edition of Gyno is Matos Constellations from his 2021 Pleasure album. If you're just now tuning in, I'm your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you, and I'm excited to bring this prolific artist onto the show today. He has a lot going on. Like I was mentioning in the introduction, he's been at this for quite a while, a graduate of USC with a degree in cinema and media studies. He has, I think, 3 full albums out to his name right now, and he is the composer for the FX Hulu smash hit Reservation Dogs. We have a lot to talk about today. I feel like we ought to introduce Mato Wayuhi to Gyno. Greetings to you. I hope all is well, and welcome. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today.
Of course, Brett. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to talk.
Yeah, we're going to nerd out for a little bit. These are the kinds of conversations I love to have. Tell listeners out there, if you would, please, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Oglala Lakota from the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. And I belong to the Tetuan tribe, so the Plains tribe. And yeah, I grew up in South Dakota. Grew up on the east side in Sioux Falls, and my whole family's on the western part of the state in Pine Ridge. And yeah, I mean, I didn't make music growing up. I was too hyper and too. I liked eating too much, and I liked playing outside too much. I didn't have the attention span to learn music, but as I got older, I really started honing in and realizing what it could do for me and its potential, and I think my potential. So when I was around 15 or 16, I really started, I guess, figuring out what it is I want to do in music.
Sure.
And I grew up in a really, you know, fortunate time in the generation of technology and things, so it was very accessible, which was really good. And yeah, it's kind of simple as that. I just asked my friend if he wanted to come over and start rapping, and he said sure. So I went and picked him up, and we were both kind of on house arrest because we were both little. I don't know if I can swear on here, but we were both delinquents, let's just say. But yeah, so we got to meet up, and yeah, we just started making music. So that was when I was around 16, and I mean, I haven't stopped since then. So I'm 23 now, so it's been around. I'm almost 8 years now. I'm almost 24, but yeah, I've been really fortunate. My journey has been every which way it could be, but it's here now, which is good.
I do want to back up just a little bit. All right. So you said that things come into focus for you a little bit more, 15, 16. You're getting into music more. However, there's a little bit more to it than that, though, because I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like 15, 16. That's more high school than middle school. And if correct me if I'm wrong, you were rapping Jay-Z back in middle school, right?
The rumors are true. yeah, that's true. I did. So you're right. So I did have a informal training in music ever since I could remember, because I just loved singing and I loved dancing. And I've always been really, really obsessive. And I still am very obsessive with things that I love. Mm. And so, you know, for me, it started with Green Day was my first obsession. I think I was literally 5 or 6 years old when American 88 came out in 2004. And yeah, that changed everything for me because it was the obsession of those songs and the melodies and everything and the musicality of it. And so I just gravitated to that so much. And then my dad also played a lot of rap growing up. So I was listening to Ice Cube at a very young age and Biggie and Pac. And my mom also played a lot of stuff and they were playing reggae and things. So I just got a good breadth of musical knowledge. And yeah, it lended to me because I've always been, you know, growing up, I was the funny fat kid. And so it was great. I was like, you know, running around singing and performing. And I used to rap the student council announcements in fourth grade and go up there and tell them what we're having for lunch and when our field trip is. And yeah. And then, yeah, in middle school, there was a variety show. And I rapped Empire State of Mind with my friend Anna Goodhope. She did Alicia Keys' part, and then I did. I did Jay-Z's. I remember I didn't have a Yankees hat, so I had to wear a St. Louis Cardinals hat.
Ouch.
You know, but you're right. Yeah, there is more to the story. That was the performativity of it. So I've always loved the entertaining aspect of music, and I still do. I mean, just played a show last night, and it's the best. Yeah, I love that.
All right, cool. Yeah, we got a very good idea of your eclectic music background. Music called out to you through Green Day. You listened, and then that continued to grow inside you ever since. You also grew up in a traditional family as well, yeah?
I did, yeah. I grew up going to ceremonies, and the culture was such an integral part to how I grew up. And it's one of those things, and I'm sure you can relate to this, that, you know, you don't really have definitions when you're growing up. It's just what it is.
Sure.
You know, going to sweats and going to sun dances and watch sheepies, powwows. Yeah, that's just what it was. It, you know, it wasn't anything. It was very special, but it's just the fabrics of who I am. And it's really grounding at this point in my life, you know, to be able to have that when I was younger.
The reason why I wanted to bring it up is just for the youth who might be listening, who feel like they have to pick or choose. And I think this is a perfect example of, you know, living in both the traditional, if you will, and if you will, the modern world as well. They're not incompatible. And, you know, if I'm talking to my own boys here in the house, that I'm telling them the same thing. Yeah, you can go out and be a scientist or do whatever you want, but bring this with you, you know, and don't feel like you have to shed that part of your identity as you go out into the world. And I think that kind of brings us up to a little bit of a good break point, because obviously you did venture out into the world a little bit. You left your world. You went to outer space for all intents and purposes, the great big city of Los Angeles. And I want to talk about your journey off the territory, how it, I guess, in some ways mirrors Reservation Dogs, and we can get more into our discussion of this album and your evolving craft in just a few. So you were also kind enough to give me a few recommendations today. It's my understanding you just put together a playlist for Apple Music, yeah?
Yep, for Indigenous Peoples Day playlist.
Nice. So I can't thank you enough for that. It's a great way for me to discover new music, especially from Mato Wayuhi. Coming up before our listening is through today, we're going to hear Mato's Vegan Fry Bread from the Part-Time Indian album. Also have some Ilani, one from Live the Artist, both with Mato and with a guided meditation, if you will. Stick around. This is going to be fun. However, kicking things off at this time, for Mato's pleasure, you're invited to turn it up and sing along with Disguise. You're listening to Gyno.
Disguise your name, 'cause it's hard to say. And I still can't say your name, what it means to me.
But I know the risk and the song shit.
Disguise your name, 'cause it's hard to say.
I don't know the risk.
And I still can't say your name for what it means to me.
Crystal ball, pure as you think you are. Take me up, don't let it go to waste. by no eyes. Fish scale on your crystal ball. Pure as you think you are. Take me on, don't let it go to waste. Down by no eyes. Fish scale sprinkled on your crystal ball. Pure as you think you are. Take me on, don't let it go to waste. I'm your secret, babe. I be like, I'm your secret, babe. I be like, I'm your secret, babe. I'm your secret, babe. I be like, I'm your secret, babe.
Authenticity, the quality of being genuine. I know exactly who I am. I stand behind my beliefs and adhere to my unique moral code no matter what environment I'm in. I cultivate original ideas. I am awash with creative energy and my own unique gifts. My talents and individuality add a special quality to this universe. I respect the journey of other people. I know that their experience is unique to mine. I know that the universe wants to see everyone shine. I am enough. I look at myself through a lens of encouragement, empathy, and joy. I know that spirit made me as I am, and that because of that, I am a perfect masterpiece. I stay in my lane and align to my own path. I favor collaboration over competition. I know that there's far more than enough abundance for everyone. I honor myself and my individual essence. I seek to be myself always, in all ways. I surround myself with those who love me and respect me in my fullest and most authentic expression. I release anyone who doesn't understand that their perception of me is not where I gain my value. My value comes from within. I am so comfortable in my skin. I love who I am. My integrity is never up for interpretation. Each day, I align to the seat of my soul, and I know that I am perfect exactly as the universe intended me to be.
Never trade, made it work all along. Now my team has a dream, we just keep it on the low. Minute goal, like, where am I gonna be? I don't know. But my energy,
let it flow. My energy, let it flow.
But my energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
Started making music in the basement. Yeah, it's so cliche. My mama raised me and we grew up poor, but hey, not much for entertainment. We're always bored as hell. And then I jacked an apple, now my music's up for sale. My brother's dope as fuck, he always in and out of jail. And if he cleaned it up, he'd probably get a record deal. I swear there's so much talent out here on the reservations. Kids with stories to tell with no expectations.
My energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
My energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
Look, listen, yeah. Even from a young age, I knew to pray and to pay homage. I knew home as the place I felt most safe. I knew not to judge the homeless, knew to never be hopeless. Even as a youngin', I knew not to get comfortable, cause we're always on the move. I swear we moved at least 25 times by the time I hit middle school. But what's new, what didn't kill me, made me stronger. I am where I am in life because I belong, yeah. Yeah,
my energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
But my energies, energies, let it flow.
My energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
But my energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
Gunnar Jules, Energies, one of Matzo's recommendations today. Before that, we heard Live the Artist on the Cosmically Shauna's Cosmic Confidence album as a guided meditation to kind of keep things a little lively and to remind you just how unique you are. All you got to do is be yourself. Welcome back if you're just now tuning in. Matzo Wayu, he, the composer for the soundtrack of Reservation Dogs, is joining me on the line today. He's a whole lot more than that. This just happens to be a pretty big project that he's involved with at the moment. We're here specifically talking about his album Pleasure, though, at this time. And when we left off in the conversation, I think we were talking a little bit about your upbringing, your musical upbringing, your traditional upbringing. But then comes a point in a young person's life where they have to make a decision, and you decided to step off a little bit. You went out to LA, yeah?
I did, yeah. Growing up, my parents implemented this concept of the Zuya in Lakota culture, which is, you know, the journey. And that's what my dad always told me is, you know, you're going to go on your Zuya one day. And you're going to go. And a lot of, you know, the purpose of those things from a traditional standpoint, and I think this is mirrored in all different cultures, especially Native and Indigenous cultures, is, you know, the younger folks, they leave and they ascertain different things. They bring back knowledge and experience, and that creates wisdom.
Sure.
And so I think, you know, I think the Lakota way to look at it. But also, I just wanted to go and hang out in LA. yeah, so I went to school. I got admitted to the University of Southern California. And so I chose to go there. And yeah, so that got me to LA, but it wasn't, college was really hard, you know, and I don't want to downplay how hard it was for me. I think, but I did get to Los Angeles, which was really good. I'm really thankful for that. But I got there and I didn't have a major. I was undecided. And yeah, not having a major in college, I mean, that's rough. Just going to a, you know, a hat festival without a hat, basically. People, everyone's wondering where your hat is. So yeah. I kind of struggled the first year trying to figure it out, and I didn't at the time, and I still don't know how to read music, and so I couldn't get into the music school even if I tried. And then the film school is, you know, the film school in the world, so I was really, it was menacing to consider if I could get in or not. But I made an ultimatum. I said, okay, if I don't get into either of those schools, then I'm going to drop out and just do music. And so I think fortunately, you know, I got into the film school, so I did not drop out. Yeah, so I was going there, and then I went to school for film, but I was really studying music the whole time, is what I like to say, because that's when I really got a good gauge on my sound and everything. Yeah, it was a long-winded way to say, yeah, I was in L.A. for, still technically am, I guess, spiritually in L.A.
Well, not only are you trying to navigate these waters with no real compass, I guess, but, I mean, talk about a culture shock, too, yeah?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was, man, because I grew up in, yeah, I mean, I did not travel that much growing up. Only places I would travel to just in the Midwest for ceremonies or family or sports, and, yeah, but I'd never, first time I was in L.A. was a couple months before I actually moved in. And that was the first time. You know, it's still, every time I go into L.A., whether I'm driving or flying, I still get goosebumps. And it's just such an excitement to me. There's something about that city that never, it just never dwindles, that excitement. And it's really beautiful. The palm trees give me chills every time I get there. And yeah, it's beautiful. But it was a culture shock, but in the best way. You know, I was really raised by, you know, I was raised by the internet, and a lot of the culture that I gravitated to was out west, and just the music and the attitude. And yeah, a lot of people think I'm from LA because I have that kind of, I don't know if they think I'm stoned all the time or what, but
it's the way you carry yourself though. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah, it was a culture shock though. It was definitely, it took a little bit to get used to. You gotta learn how to act around famous people, is what I tell people.
You gotta be cool, man. You gotta be cool.
Yep.
Needless to say, this is so important in your artistic evolution too. I mean, we can't discount that.
Oh, definitely.
Well, the only thing that I was really going to follow that up with, and you know, I'd maybe want to talk a little bit about Reservation Dogs. For those who are familiar with the show, obviously the plot centers around these teens, and there's kind of a collective move to try and get up off the res. And you know, maybe for some, that idea to get away, and they're not happy with life. But I like the way that you framed your journey and framed it within that kind of traditional mindset as well. I mean, it just, you set off with a more positive intention, and it doesn't have to be a journey that is in any way negative. You're not turning your back on your community by doing that. In fact, keeping it in the context of what you were just saying, I mean, you're still keeping the bigger picture in mind of what it is that you're about. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I don't know if it was just my upbringing or maybe it's just me personally, but yeah, it's always, you know, there's always the larger canvas. There's always something else I'm kind of focused on. And I'm seeing how these little moves are contributing to the larger picture. So for a lot of me is, you know, one of the biggest goals that I have is building infrastructure for my community. And so, it's me just allowing myself to have freedom and allowing myself to have a youth and doing things like that. But it's always with that in mind of like, okay, well, how is this benefiting, my family and my community? What can I bring back to, different, the res, but also different urban native pockets. But it was, I mean, yeah, it is with that intention, and it doesn't have to come from a negative place. And I think this whole notion of, I think you can outgrow a space, definitely, but I don't know, it's almost like you can't let the space outgrow you. Like, you have to keep a tie with that. And that's kind of been my relationship with South Dakota and LA in the past 5 or 6 years, is, you know, keeping a foot in both of those doors and contributing to both of those worlds. And I think that's what you mentioned earlier, kind of mixing the traditionalism with the modern approach.
The work that you're doing right now is so important, and continuing to lay that groundwork for all of our youth to be able to see themselves represented in these large stories like that, you know. And so thank you so much for all that you're doing. And, you know, I think
it really shows in the way that you carry yourself. I think there is a lot of that that comes through in your production as well. So let's get back into the music. We have a little bit more time to talk. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a few. I do have another one of your recommendations. Ilani's Alone is going to wind down this block. But kicking things off is one from your Pleasure album. It's featuring Liv the Artist, and the song is Combat Moods. Do me a big favor and let listeners out there know what they're going to hear.
They're going to hear... I mean, the funkiest song to come out of Indian country since I don't even know when. I mean, Liv killed it. She was the first person I had in mind when I made the song, and one of my favorite songs to ever produce. I mean, the second half, the beat change, it's everything that I really nerded out in this song. It's all of my favorite things. Rapping, singing, oof. Love this song so much. So fun to perform too. Oh my God. Get the crowd in. Oh no, no, no. The whole crowd. I thought I was over you. Yeah. Oh, great.
Night, but don't go get that bad luck spy, my skull. So many I would dispel and bid you well.